I need to publicly apologize to our next guest. His business is called Tommy Pollina Landscaping. You can go to TommyPollina.com, P-O-L-L-I-N-A. His name is Joe Pollina, on loan from the Lou Manfredini House Smarts Show. Joe, I am very, very sorry for getting your cell phone number and texting you nonstop. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
We've only talked on the phone. This is the first time we've met.
Yes, usually I get questions from you about this and that. It was the first time I would see you here.
I have fungus. I had no idea.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Wow. I took a picture of my front yard. By the way, I forgot to water my yard today, and now I'm feeling anxious about it because you're the guy that told me, and so did Lou Manfredini, who introduced us, twice a week, Wednesdays and Sundays. Do it in the morning. Do it for 30 or 40 minutes, right?
Right. And if you do it at night, you're going to have a bunch of problems, and twice a week is good because this way the lawn has an opportunity to dry out. You want to give it a good drink of water and then give it a chance to dry out.
Why can't you water at night? Why is that?
Because the moisture that stays on the leaves and all that throughout the season has a tendency to go ahead and promote funguses, and excessive moisture will be a problem. Most of my customers that have problems have irrigation systems.
Really?
Or overwater like you.
Right, right. I don't overwater. I don't think I've watered my lawn at night. So where did this fungus come from in my front yard?
Well, a lot of times it's things that you can prevent, things you can't prevent. And basically what's happened lately is whenever you see the days around 90 degrees and the nights around 70 for three consecutive nights in a row, then that's the fungus which starts off. So sometimes it's not really something that you do or anybody else does. It's okay. Just the environment. I mean, the environment is there for the fungus just to grow.
So if people don't know that they have fungus, what does the fungus look like in your front yard or your backyard?
Well, this is kind of hard to describe.
Because mine's like a brown area.
Right.
And Saudia said maybe your dog
did his
business in the yard.
You know, what happens? Why is it where I live, we have a nice lawn, but it's quartered off. And the building next to us didn't have it quartered off. And a lot of dogs went, you know, they did their business. And it killed their lawn. Now it's quartered off and their grass is going great. So what about the dogs kills the lawn? Like,
it's
what
the urine. There's acid base to the urine, especially in the female dogs, and they will do have a tendency to go ahead and burn it out. So if you see a lot of times on the lawn, you'll see the inside area is like a dry patch, but around it you're going to see more of a nice green lawn, and that's basically the urine that's diluted around it. It acts like a fertilizer, but inside of it is so concentrated that it burns the grass out.
Wow.
So the fungus looks brown too.
Fungus is brown, but it's a different kind of brown. You know, it's not the urine damage is more like a yellow brown. The brown patch or fusarium you're going to run across is more like a light brown. When you come out one morning, you go, wait a minute, and what happens?
That's
is
my lawn. I'm so upset.
Don't worry, we can fix it.
How do you fix it?
That's a great question.
Peter's problem is called rust. And rust is basically, he's got low nitrogen. And when I send him a text, I go, nitrogen, he's like, what's that?
Well, these lawn guys talk in a language we don't understand. Joe sends me a text back, you got to put nitrogen on your lawn. I go, I have no idea what that is. Is that a bomb? What do I do with that?
Well, I'm sure a lot of people know, but if you look at a bag of fertilizer,
all right,
there's three numbers.
Okay.
Okay. The first one is the nitrogen. The higher that number, the greener your lawn is going to be. However, there's a more chance of you burning your grass out with doing that. So you really got to be careful with that. Exactly. So this time of the season, you shouldn't use anything above 23% nitrogen. So I usually recommend between 18 and 23% this time of the season.
I'm taking notes, by the way. So what do I use to get rid of this fungus?
In your situation, because you have rust, you need nitrogen. So about 18-23% application of nitrogen, and in about a week and a half, 2 weeks, it'll be gone, and just keep down the water into 2 days and make sure it dries out in the middle.
And you got to dumb it down for me. So just tell me the product to buy when I leave here today at 1 o'clock.
Products is products as long as it's slow-release fertilizer.
Everybody
knows is Scotts, okay?
Right. So
Scotts is, you know, is a great brand. You just got to be careful, make sure you don't, you know, over-fertilize and burn it.
What about, like, a home remedy? You know, like, there's a saying around, like, to keep certain, you know, animals away, you can do, like, peppers because, like, what we don't I haven't seen any raccoons here in Chicago.
Well,
but
will.
I grew up with raccoons, mm-hmm. and they do the cleansing of their hands. So if you put peppers out there, it keeps them from coming around. So do you have any recommendations, like a home remedy?
As far as a home remedy for funguses, I'd have to say no.
No yogurt? Just kidding.
We can try it, see what happens.
What about keeping rabbits away? Does black pepper work?
Usually hawks work.
Hawks, okay. Is there anything to keep rabbits out of your garden?
Not really. I mean, it's just, you know, if they show up, you basically, you know, peppers, it works. Sometimes I hear that, you know, human hair works. You know, there's always coyote urine you can put on it, but all this stuff smells.
I don't have time to pick up coyote urine.
What do you have in your garden?
Can you get that at the Target?
Yes.
Or the Home Depot?
Hey, listen, yeah. We used to have Smith and Hawken, but, you know, we helped out a lot.
Joe Polina is here from Tommy Polina Landscaping. 312-981-7200. If you have a question about your lawn, you can talk trees. I have some spots on my crab apple tree in my front yard. What causes that?
Apple scab.
What do I do for it?
Well, you're supposed to spray it with a fungicide early into the season 3 times a year.
Nobody tells me that. How am
you
I supposed
ask.
To know that?
Wait, are you growing apples?
No, it's a small crab apple.
Crab apple.
So they're super small.
Right.
Yeah.
They're going to go on your sidewalk. You're going to step on them.
I hate
and
it.
To the house.
I hate the tree.
Who put them in?
It was there. It was grandfathered in. I didn't want to tear it. I mean, it's a nice looking tree, but yeah, that's what you have.
It's apple scab. And it's going to defoliate probably around mid to late September.
Okay.
And you're going to look at it and you're going to go, oh my God, my tree's dying. It's not dying.
I'll
get that text later on, too.
So what can I'm going to buy the Scotts fertilizer between 18 and 23% nitrogen. What do I buy for the fungus on my tree?
There are fungicides you can put on there, the different varieties that you can get. Milorganite's got some. Lebanon has some. Anderson has some.
Milorganite. I know that.
But that's, you know, when you start dealing with fungicides, sometimes you're almost better off doing the preventive thing. Either put it on before it shows up.
Okay.
Or if you do have it, you know, maybe just get out the conditions for the funguses to grow. In other words, get rid of the moisture if you can. Let the lawn dry out. Keep it from spreading.
Okay.
And if it's bad, you can always overseed it if you don't want to mess around with chemicals.
Well, that's a good point. So I'm wondering then if mulch helps with drying it out? Or
the mulch actually would keep the moisture.
Oh,
that's
no.
usually more in the planting beds.
Got it.
The conditions have to be favorable, you know, so in order to prevent it, you know, like the season, you got to make sure you don't have a thatch buildup.
Yep.
Make sure you core aerate so the ground is all nice and loose.
Right, right.
You know, just make sure that, you know, that the environment is not there for funguses to grow.
So do I let the tree go and just wait until next season?
Yeah, because you can't do anything about it.
You can't do anything about it.
Boy, our phones are lighting up. People are excited.
Every line is full. 312-981-7200. We'll take text messages, too. Joe Polina is here from Tommy Polina Landscape. You can go to TommyPolina.com, P-O-L-L-I-N-A, on loan from Lou Manfredini. We're going to take a break and bang through these calls next. It's 720 WGN. All right, we're talking lawns, anything and everything. Joe Polina is here from Tommy Polina Landscaping. You can go to TommyPolina.com. All right, can we bang through some of these, Joe? Are you ready to roll?
Let's roll.
Every line is full right now. We're getting text messages. Best product available to eliminate crabgrass.
Pre-emergent. It's got to do it early in the spring.
Okay.
When usually the rule of thumb, according to Jim Fazell, is when you see the forsythia's flower, it's time to put on the crabgrass pre-emergent.
Okay. What are those little winged moths? Damaging? Little white winged moths.
Indoor, outdoor plants. If they're outdoors, they're probably some sort of a mite. I'd have to see it.
Okay. All right. Why does one area of grass that gets no shade start dying out every year? I do water it. My neighbor's side doesn't dry out.
It's got to be something underneath the grass, some in the area. Maybe it's got some gravel either next to a driveway. There was a driveway there before. Something that's causing it to dry out faster in the other areas.
Okay. Wow. We're banging through these. Let's go to Renee from Chicago. Renee, you're on with Joe Polina. What's your question?
My question is, in our front yard and back, we have patches of grass that are, like, totally burnt for no reason. What can we, is there anything to, like, we water, we do everything, but there's still, like, patches, and we don't have a dog or anything. Is there anything we could use for it?
Sun or shade?
It gets both.
Okay.
Sun and shade, like afternoon sun, morning sun in the back, afternoon sun in the front.
Okay. Usually you need just, to go ahead.
Go ahead. It's just like certain spots, like one a big piece, then smaller pieces, and in the back it's the same thing.
Again, it could be a bunch of different things. It could be the start of a fungus. It could be you have something underneath the soil that's causing it not to grow. You know, first you got to figure out what the problem is. I would probably dig around a little bit. If you don't find, if you find a good soil, I would go ahead and just reseed it. Reseed it with some shade seed in the back with some fine fescues.
That's what my husband did. Yeah, he did that, and it burnt it, in certain spots. It just started burning up again.
And then you got something underneath the soil that you got to correct. You need to get a shovel and dig into it.
What do you do? How do you find that out?
Well, you basically just take a shovel, you cut a square out of it, and you lift it up, and you see what's underneath it, because you must have something with the soil. And if you do amend the soil, make sure you use some organic products like a leaf compost or a mushroom compost, something that's going to help the new seed grow.
Okay.
Good
thank
luck, Renee.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks,
Bye-bye.
Renee.
Why
Bye.
So much fungus right now?
Because of the heat, right?
Because of the heat and the moisture. And it was a couple of weeks ago we hit those 90-degree days. And anytime the days are 90 and the nights are 70, there's a recipe for disaster.
Didn't you have a plant question earlier? Or am I wrong on that?
It was a grass question when we addressed it with regards to dogs.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think that might be it.
So you know what Lou does in the morning to keep his grass from dying out? He sets a sprinkler system 15 minutes after Enzo goes out. And he dilutes everything.
Yeah. Oh, that's
his
a great
dog,
idea.
He dilutes
yes.
it.
Absolutely.
But my dog doesn't go in our yard. We teach him to go on the side of the house where the mulch is.
That's good.
Yeah.
But a lot of dogs don't do that.
Right.
I just go everywhere.
My dog walker is amazing. I was hoping Vanessa would call in. But yeah, no, we... I think it's really important for people to understand, you know, speaking of dogs and their pads and things like that, with regards to toxicity, right, from some of the, like, can you balance out natural ways of preserving the grass so that your animals are okay, at the same time the grass is okay?
There's a lot of organic stuff you can use, and Pete and I always talk about the Milorganite, you know, that has the nitrogen in it.
Can you explain to people what exactly that is that don't know?
Milorganite is a natural fertilizer. It's actually made from waste from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Is it cow dung?
No.
No, it's human waste, and they make it into fertilizer. Oh, that's how Milwaukee is making money.
What?
Why don't we do that in Chicago?
I know, we have a lot of time
I don't understand it. And it's huge.
That's a whole nother, you know, it's almost like compost, right?
Right.
And what people call black gold.
Well, it is, because like in our situation, we bring our debris to a recycling center and they grind it up and they screen it and we buy it back as screen compost. And
Isn't
we use it on
crazy?
Soils and everything.
I should clarify, I'm talking about worm poop that turns into worms that actually produce, you know, as fertilizer. And it's really good. And they call it black gold.
Joe, I'm going to make you stay one more segment, okay? Because we have to get to news at the bottom of the hour. Joe Polina is here. If you have a question, 312-981-7200. Happy Sunday, everybody. Hanging out in the Allstate Skyline Studios. I'm Pete McMurray alongside Saudia Davis. And Joe Polina is here. We're talking lawns. Joe's company is Tommy Polina Landscaping. The reason is his Uncle Joe had a landscaping company, so they named him. Who's Tommy named after?
It's his middle name.
It's his middle name,
It's your middle name.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Tommy Polina, POLLINA.com. Text message. What is the treatment for fungus in mulch?
There is no treatment. Just dig it out and get rid of it.
You got to dig it out.
Yeah.
Or get new mulch. You got to, what?
It's got to decay anyways, but it usually just it looks like dog vomit and the mulch. Just go ahead and take a shovel and dig it out and get rid of it.
How about mushrooms in your yard or in the mulch? Same thing?
Same thing. Usually if there's mushrooms in your yard, you have some sort of a wood product decomposing.
Okay.
That probably a tree from way back when it's decomposing.
Those aren't magic mushrooms, are they?
No, they're not.
Okay. I had to ask. You know, you just never know. Mary from Woodridge. Mary, what's your question for Joe? Mary? You with us? All right. Mary's been on hold for a while. I don't know what happened. Helen, you're on WGN. Hi.
Yes, hi. Thank you for answering my call. We sure need some help this year. And it's not just me. My neighbors everywhere, even all the way in Shanahan, We have a thick, low-growing mat of greenery that's overtaking the whole lawn. It's a thick blade of, looks like, it's, I don't know if it's weeds or not, but I even have some people that are having it professionally fertilized, and nothing is working. But like I say, it's a low, thick green mat that's overtaking the grass. It seems to grow better in the sun than in the shade. And my poor neighbor, her whole front lawn is being taken. It just grows so quickly, and we don't know what this is.
Sounds like crabgrass, to be honest with you. It's got lateral rhizomes, and it grows low to the ground, and it's going to start turning color pretty soon in the fall. Sounds like you guys just got a crabgrass problem, which is easier to control. I mean, right now you could put on a post-emergent to get rid of it, but I would probably call a professional for that. But the best way to get rid of it, again, is in the spring with the pre-emergent. You guys probably put on the application too late in the season where you missed it. Or a lot of times I see them grow around areas that dry out quickly, like driveways and sidewalks. Or, again, you know, like areas where they had old driveways where they didn't remove all the gravel. And the thing is, when the ground, you know, it dries up and it cracks, that crack there is open and susceptible for a crabgrass growing through.
Oh, okay.
And can you repeat what to use on it?
Well, right now you can use a post-emergent, basically just a crabgrass killer. You just spray it on it, and the crabgrass will die. But unfortunately, that looks rather unsightly. What we do is, if there's not a lot of it, especially after good rain, we literally get it on our hands and knees and pull it because it looks better instead of having all this dead grass on the lawn.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the best way to get rid of it is in the spring. Make sure you put on a pre-emergent. There's a chemical called Balan, B-A-L-A-N, that will take care of that. But then again, you know, the Scotts, for example, first step method will have all that built in.
Got it.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, Helen. You need to write this out, and I need to post it every year in March. I swear to you, because you've told me this, and I still don't remember.
This is so simple, though.
I know it is, but I'm an idiot.
It's no brain surgery.
It's like, but it's what you do, right? So we all have some gifts, and it's Joe's gift. So share it. Continue to share it with us.
Not the only one.
Tommy.
630 text from Gary. Grubs, what do you do for him?
Well, first of all, don't overwater. Second of all, if you had him last year, chances are you're going to have him this year. There is a chemical called Merit, M-E-R-I-T, made by Bayer, that you can put on it. It's almost acts like a crabgrass pre-emergent, so it's a pre-emergent.
Okay.
And that would take care of any eggs and larvae that are in the soil now. And if you keep an eye on it, if you start seeing patches that brown out, do not put water on it. Grab it with your hands and try pulling it. If it comes up real easy, it means those grubs are eating the root system.
Yeah.
And then you got to put on an insecticide, a diazinon, Urzban, you know, something like that. The most important thing is don't overwater.
It is. It is the most important thing. That happened at my last house. Yeah, I overwatered and I had grubs. It's crazy. It drives me nuts. What would you suggest to spray a green pepper plant that has no leaves?
Green paint. I don't know. I mean, why did it have, if it has no leaves on it, chances are that the plant is already going back into almost like a dormancy stage.
Okay.
And is either allowed to dry out or it's dying because it has too much water underneath it. If the leaves were yellow and it fell supple, that means it had too much water. If they're crisp and dry, it means it didn't have enough water. But at this point, I'd say the plant's probably dead.
224 area code. What's a good grass seed for sandy soil?
Oh, sandy soils. We don't really have too much practice around there here. Sandy soils, I would probably say tall fescue because it's the hardest one around. Get a turf-type tall fescue. It's very hard to kill it, and it is trying to be developed now on sports field because it has more of a lateral root system.
Okay. So
that's probably the one I would recommend.
All right. Well, let's go to... Saadia, do you have a question?
No. Okay. I'm just looking at some of these callers. We got somebody back on, Mary.
We're going to Karen from Palos Heights. Karen, what's your question for Joe Polina?
Hi, Joe. I just want to know, we have a very long driveway until we get it blacktopped in the fall. The grass and the weeds come through the cracks so, like, overnight. My husband will whip all of it, get rid of it, and I just want to know if you would recommend a product because you always hear how bad Roundup and the weed killers are. And I read that a home remedy like vinegar and water works, but it's so hard to go out there and spray the whole driveway with vinegar and water.
Well, these weeds are coming up in the driveway. What do you have, asphalt, concrete, or brick?
Yes, asphalt.
Asphalt. Okay, so you have cracks in the asphalt, right?
Right.
Okay, well, the best thing to do is just go ahead and try to seal those to keep any environments for them to grow up into that area. Mm-hmm. If you can't do that, then you have to put on some sort of a, you know, a chemical to get rid of them. There's a lot of, should we say, news going back and forth about Roundup.
I was just going to ask you about that. There's been reports that it causes cancer.
I mean, honestly,
why do they still sell it, though? Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've never had a problem with it. A lot of veterinarians, you know, feel strongly about that. You know, I don't have enough research to say either way. You know, but I will say if you are going to handle any sort of vegetation killer or Roundup, just follow the instructions. You know, use gloves on it. Don't get it on your clothes. Don't get it on your hands. You know, just a preventive measure. But the best way to do it, to get rid of it, just get rid of the environment. You know, there's obviously soil between the cracks. Clean that out and, you know, patch it up and be done with it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, okay. Karen. Okay, let's go to Bill in Chicago. Bill, thanks for holding. You're on with Joe Polina from Tommy Polina Landscaping.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I've got these five blueberry bushes. I bought them in Michigan because Michigan's got a lot of blueberries. It's two different kinds. One's supposed to be self-pollinating, and they're alternated. And they seem to have taken, but like, I have two questions. One, in the wintertime, do I tent them? How do I make sure they last? How do I make sure they don't get taken out by the Chicago cold? What's the best way to kind of protect them? And then in the spring, do I do anything else? I'm in Lincoln Park, and Lincoln Park's got, you know, some sandy soil underneath the regular soil. So what do you do with the blueberry bushes to make sure they get blueberries in Chicago?
Well, blueberries are not exactly my expertise, but I will go ahead and give you some advice on how to try to protect them for the winter. I mean, based on last winter with the polar vortex, you can see a lot of plants died, boxwoods, Japanese maples, red buds. So what you might want to do is try to build up around the crown of the plant material with some mulch and try to hold it, you know, from the freezing, you know, getting down to the root system and actually freezing it out. Come springtime, what I would do is I would remove the mulch, you know, after there's more chance of frost into the air. And then I would go ahead, I would fertilize them. And obviously, just make sure you prune off all of their branches, you know, that they have over the winter.
Do you put anything over the top of them?
You could. Like you can see a lot of these cones.
Put cones
you
over it or something.
What's that?
You both said cones at the same time. Yeah, let him go ahead, Joe.
I mean, if you could put the cones on it, obviously it's an extra layer of protection.
Right.
You know, but you just got to make sure that if you do the cones on it, that you protect the bottom. By protected, I mean you got to cover up. You cannot let moisture get underneath it and go inside the cones, because then what happens is you're holding moisture inside the styrofoam, and that will kill the plant right away.
Got it.
I have a question. With Smarty Pants, our leaders, we did get a gift of a blueberry plant, and they do grow well. Question is, how many blueberries did you get this season? He's gone.
Bill's gone.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it. Okay, Bill.
Okay.
Thanks. Oh, I was just going to tell him, it takes a minute for them to grow. Like, we had like four or five.
Right.
They were delicious.
Okay.
And then it takes about a year for it really to kick in.
Can we talk about what you two were talking about off the air about planting herbs?
Yeah. So I was suggesting to Pete with this garden that it would be great to do a container garden for, you know, fresh herbs, fresh vegetables. And Joe chimed in.
How big of a space are we talking?
Oh, little. It all depends. Like, if it's, and
it's
Joe,
small.
You can,
I mean, you
small
just
window box.
Pot,
you can know, do window for the
12
winter.
By 12.
Bring them out,
okay,
in the
exactly.
summer. Yeah. And then you can, you know, I mean, Joe, talk about, you were making like fresh.
I'm making pesto today.
Pesto today.
If I ever have some time, I'm going to go in my backyard, and it's just a regular pot. I just took a couple plants, put it in there. I'm going to go ahead and cut it up and get some roasted pine nuts in there, some walnuts, and just chop it all up, and I'm having pesto for dinner.
There it is. I mean, and you can grow
so
your pesto and your thyme, and you can get all of this at the farmer's market.
Really?
And, I mean,
they're pre-made sometimes.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah. And then you do jardinero, too.
I do jardinero. Oh,
God.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
What?
Come on. It's
well, you have to. Your last name ends in a vowel.
Exactly.
Yeah. You
got
to make your own jardinera. Nice. Let's go to Mary. Mary, thank you for holding. What's your question for Joe?
Thank you. You guys are making me hungry. My question is, I have a Rose of Sharon shrub in my backyard. It's about 3 years old, about 4 feet high, and last year it bloomed profusely. This year
it has not.
Did the
polar vortex do it in.
Yes. Rosa Sharon is one of those plants that did not do well over the winter. I've seen a lot of them where they didn't completely die off, but there was a lot of shall we say, dead branches in them. You just got to be patient. You know, if it's not completely all gone, cut off the dead branches on it and just be patient. It'll grow back. The root system was damaged, you know, but not a lot.
Just cut it down to the nitty-gritty, real low?
Is it completely dead, or do you have some light branches?
Sure. I see nothing coming out on it whatsoever.
If you don't see anything this time of the year, then it's a goner. You probably need to take it out and replace it. Yeah. I mean, normally you see some light branches.
Yeah, I keep hoping, but at this point, I guess it's too late.
Yeah, it's August. It ain't coming back.
Thank you, Mary. This is 815 area code. Joe, is there anything I can put down now to kill crabgrass since I missed the pre-emergence, and what about clovers?
Clover is easy. Any sort of weed be gone, we'll get rid of it. I don't want to say easy. It's easier than crabgrass. Crabgrass, there's crabgrass killers. Again, if you don't have a lot of it, you don't want to see the dead grass in your lawn, just get on your hands and knees after a good rain or after good watering and just go down to the crown and just rip it out.
People are crazy about their lawns, aren't they? I'm obsessed with mine, by the way. I am.
You have one. I mean, that's the good news. Right. Not everybody in the city has one.
And I enjoy mowing the lawn. Like today, when I get off the air, I'm going to go home and I'm going to mow.
That's a great.
On a Sunday?
Yes. I mean, when am I supposed to do it? I work during the week, too.
I had a neighbor like you once.
I mean, I do it on Saturday, but I was at the Hawks convention yesterday.
Let me just ask, is it electric or is it like one of those manual
It is
blade
a
choppers?
Normal gas mower.
Okay.
Yes. My neighbor has the chopper, and I told him that I'll cut his lawn. So I've been cutting his lawn all summer.
Oh, so you're cutting other people's lawn
now,
also.
Remember, I live in the city, so my lawn's the size of your living room, okay? So it's just two living rooms. It takes 11 minutes. I've timed myself.
All right. Hey, yes. Efficiency.
How often do you sharpen your blade? Because that's also another problem.
I've never done that, ever. How often should I do it, and who do I take it? Oh, I take that back. I took it to Montrose Lawnmower this year. I did do that.
See?
Got a tune-up.
Once a year.
But speak on that. So you should have the shears or the blades?
We sharpen our blades either every week or every other week, depending on how fast they're growing. A homeowner should be sharpening their blades once a season.
Okay, and so what if you don't, what happens?
What happens is instead of having a nice clean cut, the lawn is torn. And if you look at the blades on it, instead of having like a nice little straight line on it, you see like a little hair sticking out of it. Oh. And that's also the problem. he's laughing.
I laugh because
you guys can't see it.
My father never, ever sharpened the blade on our lawnmower, ever. We had one lawnmower growing up and never sharpened it.
I want to see pictures of the lawn.
It was
see what it looked like.
It was garbage. She had 12 kids. We played football on the front lawn. Mary?
Yes.
Mary, what's your question for Joe?
I live in a senior community, and we have a hibiscus tree in a container. Can it be overwintered?
If you bring it indoors.
Oh, that'll do it?
Yeah. I bring mine indoors in my kitchen. That and my geraniums. It looks great in the middle of February when there's a bunch of snow outside.
This is like 5 feet tall.
How big is your kitchen?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mary. All right. Let's do one more. Doreen's been on for a while. Doreen, what's your question for Joe?
Hi. We have we weren't sure if it was crabgrass, but we dug out a section, took it to a local landscaper, and they said we have fescue, but it's the bad kind.
What is that? You have tall fescue, which a lot of people they look at it and they go, oh my God, it's crabgrass. It's not crabgrass. Tall fescue is a lot of times into the what they call the utility seed mix, used more for like highways, and it's a very tough grass. And there's only two ways to get rid of it. One is chemicals, and the other one is to dig it up. If you don't have a large area, just dig it up and get rid of it. Put down some Kentucky bluegrass or a couple of rolls of sod and be done with it.
Got it. Thank you, Doreen. Got to move on. Let's go to Williams in Rogers Park. William, what's your question for Joe?
Was there a question about blueberries? And
yes.
Keeping them alive?
That's it.
All right.
Hi, William.
Hey, how you doing, Claudia? This is William Moss, the garden boss. And blueberries are tough to keep alive in Chicago because our basic soil. So what's helped me a lot of times is to put them in containers and to put the whole bush in a container and then put it in an unheated garage. That seems to work a little better for it, than leaving it out in the exposed elements.
For the winter. Oh, that's great. Thank you so much for answering that question. We really wanted to... We want to save...
Who knew about blueberries?
That's actually a good practice if you can do that, because I do that with fig trees. I do. I have three fig trees.
For real?
For real. I have three fig trees in my backyard right now.
I can't keep up with you. You're the best. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Enjoy the Sox game today. You can go to TommyPolina.com.